Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Barry Moltz is our guest, M-O-L-T-Z. Put a Z on the end of that. BarryMoltz.com is his website. Author of You Need to Be a Little Crazy, He Should Know. Also, Bounce is another one of his books. And he's got to be a little crazy to hang out with me. I can tell you that, folks. That's one of the prerequisites. He's been doing that now for about 16 years. Barry, thanks again for being here. We're talking about selling in the early days of your business or constantly. Barry, I've been in business 30 years. I've never stopped selling. What do you think?
No, you never stop selling. And I think one of the problems is somewhere along the line, a lot of business owners, you know, they want to hire that first salesperson or the vice president of sales, Jim, and then they try to wash their hands of the whole process. And then the salesperson or the vice president of sales isn't successful and they get frustrated. They have to realize it's an integral part of their business. And no matter who they hire to sell, Jim, they're still involved in it.
Well, that's exactly right. But the only way you can get away with it at the, in my opinion, at the CEO level, and I think this is a good place for us to land on this segment, at the CEO level, the best way to get away with, even if you got salespeople, even if you have a sales team, the best way for you as the leader of the organization to get away with selling is not to be selling specifically, not to be hawking a particular product or anything, unless the customer's, that's what the customer wants. But you should be taking a higher level with your peer in the customer's company, as much of a peer as you can get. You should be having a higher conversation with them, not about what they need today, but what they're going to need tomorrow and a year from now and 3 years from now. That puts you into a conversation with them that makes you, it's on the way to making you a vertically integrated partner. What do you think?
Right, because then you become their partner, not just a vendor. It's very easy, Jim, for people to replace vendors, especially if you're selling a product or a commodity. But if you're their solution partner and they share their strategy with you, as you said, that's a whole different level.
You know, there was a book that I remind people about quite often here on the show. Robert Ringer, almost 50 years ago, wrote a couple of books. One was Looking Out for Number One, and another one was called Winning Through Intimidation. And when he said winning through intimidation, he didn't mean you were aggressive or you yelled at people or, you know, you were blustery or whatever. He meant that you made yourself so indispensable that they were intimidated not to use you, not to keep you on board.
Right, exactly.
That's a great strategy, isn't it?
I love that. I love it. They can't envision a future without you. I remember, you know, you worked at Xerox. I worked at IBM for 10 years. And I think that's part of what companies like that in that age did.
They
couldn't imagine a future without those companies.
That's exactly right. And I'll tell you, having that background, and I know you feel the same way, is a major reason why I'm actually able to be successful today.
They taught me so much about selling, so much about providing solutions, and actually being a partner with customers that I'm really grateful to them.
Me too, 100%. I had Sears before that, so I got a double barrel of that, the same kind of thing. But this back to the CEO, it is important. Even CEOs who get to the point where they've got a sale, they've got a VP of sales, they've got sales managers, they got, you know, 50 salespeople or 20 sales, whatever, they should never disconnect themselves from the selling process, should they?
No, they shouldn't. And I think, again, remember, that's where the decisions get made about which vendors get used. It gets made at the CEO level. So if the CEO is going to their vice president of procurement or vice president of whatever it is, they're going to say who they want to work with, so you've won the game, and that's where you win at the highest level, and that's how you shut out the competitors.
I can remember a time, Barry, walking into a purchasing agent's office, thinking I had the business, because I'd responded to this proposal, and there were customers of mine, the people I did business with. I remember walking into the decision makers, the regular decision makers office, thinking I had the business, and walking out, finding out that I did not have the business. And as I was walking out of that door, I saw my competitor's president leaving the president's office of that company.
Right.
And exactly. with that Cheshire grin on his face, obviously I had not been invited to the big meeting, right? And so they got the
that's
business
right.
because
he was playing a different game.
That's exactly right. They had a plan, but I wasn't part of it. That's exactly right. No, this happens, isn't it? And sometimes that's another thing. I think you should tell your salespeople, okay, look, folks, you're the pros. You're doing what you're doing. As long as you meet my numbers, you know, you're not going to hear anything from me, but bring me in if you need me. I think that's important too, don't you?
Yeah, and again, I think you learn so much as a business owner being in front of the customers, because as you said before, as your company grows, there's a tendency for the founder and the CEO to get walled off from the customer, and that can only lead to bad things.
Yep, and your salespeople are not necessarily going to bring you back the information that you need, and so you just got to stay close to your customers. It gives me a cold chill, Barry, to imagine not being close to my customers. I know you probably feel the same way. I need your website one more time.
www.barrymoltz.com.
With a Z on the end. Hey, Barry, good job today.
Z on the end.
Will you come back soon?
Of course, always. Thanks, Jim. Thanks for all the work you do.
You too, buddy. Barry Moltz, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Barry joined us, and so we did. I'm Jim Blassing.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.